Hey there, happy Monday to you. Welcome to the show. I'm Gary Zimak. I'm going to be here with you for the next 30 minutes, day 8 of our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Isn't that amazing? Day 8 of 33. I'm telling you, it's going to go fast. Just give it time. Hang with me one day at a time, and let's see what happens, right? We don't want to look too far in it in the future. It's a 33-day preparation period, but you know what? You take one day at a time, and it goes a lot faster. Today is day 8, and we will continue on toward our big day on October the 7th when you are invited to consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary. Hope you had a great weekend. In the second half of the show today, we will look at the Mass readings for today's Mass, so I really invite you to stick around for that. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for allowing us to come together and share this time on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for the great gift of total consecration. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of our Blessed Mother. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit who helps us to get to know your Son, Jesus, and who ultimately helps us to know you better. Father, we lift up our intentions, any needs we have. We offer up prayers for our brothers and sisters dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Irma and those still dealing with Hurricane Harvey. We ask you to have mercy on the souls who perished on this day, September the 11th, 2001. We ask you to grant peace to anyone who was affected in any way by the terrorist attacks on September 11th. We pray for an end to terrorism. We pray for conversion of the souls of those who seek to destroy others. Father, we lift up our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to bless them. We ask you to increase vocations. We ask you to put an end to abortion. And I ask you to use me. Please speak through me. Send your Holy Spirit to speak through me so that your message can go forth from my lips. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, ready to get started. But first, I have to take a sip of my beverage du jour. Oh, that tastes good. Coke Zero today. That's the beverage du jour. Hope you've got a snack and a beverage and you're ready to get started. Once again, it's beautiful here in southern New Jersey. I've got my windows open, so you might hear a few of the nature sounds drifting in. Couple pieces of business before we get started. I am very excited to announce that I am now an official blogger for EWTN's National Catholic Register. My first post is up. Guess what I'm going to be covering? My specialty, overcoming worry with the help of the Lord. I'm so grateful that they're willing to publish these posts about overcoming worry. You can check it out at ncregister.com, and you can also check it out on my Facebook page. I'll have links to that, the articles as well. Probably be blogging maybe about once a week. If you would share them with your friends, I would greatly appreciate it. The other thing is the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled podcast, the only podcast created exclusively for worriers. You can subscribe at the daily level if you want. You can get your 5-minute podcast delivered to you each day. For details, visit followingthetruth.com, and it's really starting to take off now. It was slow going in the beginning. I started this about a month ago, a podcast specifically designed for those who are trying to stop worrying. And I made some changes today, and from now on, the podcast will be ready each day at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. I wanted it to help you start your day off. You're going to get a 5-minute podcast delivered to you. It'll be sent by email, or you can go onto Patreon to get it from there. It would really help me if you would consider subscribing to the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled podcast. This is one of the ways that I can fund my ministry and keep giving you this podcast free of charge. While you're at followingthetruth.com, check out the support page and find out the ways that you can support my work. You can become a monthly donor, or you can make a one-time donation. I need it. No other way to say it than I need it. I can't keep doing what I'm doing for much longer without your financial assistance. You have been coming through, but please keep it coming. I really, really need it. In the meantime, we've got Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary to focus on. Right now, we are going to look at a meditation from a book that I have called Consecration to Jesus through Mary. This is published by myconsecration.org. Now, if you remember, at the start of this, I said I would be using a number of different sources. Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. Father Michael Gately got us started. We'll be going back to him before we're finished. But right now, we're going to go to a different book. And we're going to concentrate on the world's condemnation. Now remember, we're in day 8. The first 12-day period is just devoted to ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. That's what we're doing. We live in the world. We are affected by the way the world thinks and believes. Whether or not we accept it, we're affected in some way. We got to take a shower. We got to clean up a little bit in order to really get into this total consecration preparation. So St. Louis said, take 12 days to just rid yourself of the spirit of the world, which is exactly what we are doing. The unforgiving world. A rich man called in a debtor who owed him a gigantic sum. Out of mercy, he forgave the man. That man, however, refused to forgive another person a much smaller debt. And you can find this in Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35. That is how the world acts. It is tough and unforgiving. You have to measure up and pay for all of your mistakes. Now, there's no doubt that's a true statement. In the world, if you make a mistake, you are going to have to pay for it. Mercy is not something that's very prevalent in the world today. And that's just the way of the world. Continuing on with this meditation, when Jesus forgave sins and ate with sinners, the world criticized his compassion, but he didn't back off. Jesus said that he was a shepherd who seeks out the strayed sheep and a doctor who spent time with the sick people. He told a parable of a father who forgave his prodigal son and welcomed him back. When we see people who are arrogant and mean to others, we ask, why does God let that go on? We forget, however, that God wants to forgive the arrogant man too, so he gives him time to change. We should do the same. How many times, let me ask you this, how many times did you get impatient with somebody and say, you know what, that's it. That guy's a knucklehead. I'm not putting up with his nonsense anymore. Forget it. I'm not praying for him. I don't want anything to do with him. Because we set these limits, don't we? We set these limits. I'll forgive 20 times. But if you wrong me a 21st time, forget it. It's not what Jesus teaches. And again, you know me. I've talked about this. I get passionate about it. Doing Christianity right is not easy. It's very easy to go through the motions, to sit in the church every Sunday and to let it go in one ear and out the other. Yeah, I'm a pretty good person. I go to church. I go. I contribute to charities. I give to, I give to the poor if I can. I grab my church bulletin. I go about my business. I sit in mass. Don't necessarily pay attention, but I sit there. I give God a portion of my time. I give him 1 hour a week. Oh, boy, I'm so good. Guess what? I did that for years. I did it for years. And I am so thankful that I am still alive and that he hasn't judged me yet, because you know what? I would be in big trouble. And I'll be honest with you, every day I'm grateful that he gives me another day, because it's one more chance to, with his grace, try to become a better person, to try to do what's right. You know? And I need all the time I can get. I really do. So I'm grateful for each new day, because I need that time, because I need to clean up my act. How merciful are we toward other people? That's a question for today. When the men brought the adulterous woman to Jesus, they wanted a condemnation. Instead, it may be that Jesus wrote their own sins on the ground. And they walked away. They too deserved condemnation. The woman was now alone with Jesus. Does anyone now condemn you? No, sir, she answered. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. We can read that in John 8:11. We all need forgiveness. At times we have all failed. When the prodigal son asked to be a servant, his father restored him completely as a son. Forgiveness is freely given. It cannot be bought. Forgiveness lets us start over with a clean slate. In the company of Mary, as we make this preparation for total consecration, we forgive and as a result are forgiven. St. Louis de Montfort writes, "If we are afraid to go to Jesus, we can go to Mary, who sends no one away, not even hardened sinners." If you are a sinner with one foot in hell, St. Louis writes, I advise you to say the rosary. Invoking Mary is a sign that the soul is not dead. Mary cleanses their sins and dresses them for God's glory. Without mercy, judgment is without limit, relief, or end. The words of St. Louis de Montfort. Now that's your meditation for the day. Something to think about. I'm going to end with the prayer contained in this book, Consecration to Jesus Through Mary. Come, Creator, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator, come to me, come from your bright heavenly throne. Come and take possession of my soul and make it all your own. You who are called the Paraclete, best gift of God above, the living spirit, the living fire, sweet unction and true love. You who are sevenfold in your grace, finger of God's right hand, his promise, teaching little ones to speak and understand. O guide our minds with your blessed light, with love our hearts inflame, and with your strength, which never delays, confirm our mortal frame. Far from us drive our hellish foe, true peace unto us bring, and through all perils guide us safely beneath your sacred wing. Through you may we the Father know, through you the eternal Son, and you the Spirit of them both, three blessed, three in one. All glory to the Father be, and to the risen Son the same to you, O Paraclete, while endless ages run. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Please spread the grace of the flame of love over all humanity. There you go. There's your meditation for today. Be merciful. Who do you need to forgive today? Do you need forgiveness? Jesus makes it very clear. We're not going to be forgiven unless we forgive others. What we're doing right now, we're ridding ourselves as best as we can of the spirit of the world in these first 12 days. What's the world say? If you do something to me, I'm not going to forgive you. I'm going to get even. I'm going to get revenge. What does Jesus say? Love your enemies. You've got to reconcile that. You've got to make sure that you're doing that. You are not going to get to heaven. None of us are going to get to heaven if we don't learn to love as Jesus loves. Period. That's the end of the story. Well, Gary, I have a hard time with that. Yeah, so do we all. That's why total consecration is so important, because the Blessed Mother wants to help you. She wants to help you do the impossible, if you will. She wants to help you to forgive those who offend you. We need the help. Mary can help us. Let's not turn her away. Let's take this devotion seriously. This devotion is life-changing. We need all of the help that we can get. Now, remember, if you have any questions, please email me, gary@followingthetruth.com. Day 8 is in the books right now, but I don't want you to go anywhere, because we're going to hear from the Lord. How's that for a guest? My guest today on the program is the Lord himself, because we're going to read the daily Mass readings, which come from where? The Bible. The Bible is the Word of God. The written word of God. When we open the Bible and we read it, right, the Lord speaks to us. So after the break, he's going to speak to you. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Father James Keller founded the Christophers in 1945, he chose as our prayer the beautiful words attributed to Francis of Assisi. I'd like to share them with you now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. where there is despair, hope, where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And welcome back to the program. I'm Gary Zimek. Thanks for hanging out with us on Blog Talk Radio. We're in the midst of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We're preparing to make our total consecration. We're on day 8 right now. And I really do appreciate the fact that you stuck around after the break, because now it's time to crack open our Bible and let the Lord speak to us from the pages of the Bible. What a great blessing. Today we look at the Mass readings for Monday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, beginning in verse 24. Brothers and sisters, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister in accordance with God's stewardship given to me to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past, but now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. For this I labor and I struggle in accord with the exercise of his power working within me. For I want you to know how great a struggle I am having for you and for those in Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged as they are brought together in love, to have all the richness of assured understanding. For the knowledge of the mystery of God Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All right. What's going on here? St. Paul's suffering. He didn't have it easy. He had a tough life. He is suffering. What in the world is he talking about when he spoke? This is one of the most confusing statements you will see anywhere in the Bible. Rejoicing in his sufferings. Well, that's tough enough. Rejoicing in his suffering, and in his flesh, he's filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church. What's lacking in the suffering of Christ? Nothing. Christ offered himself up on the cross. He died. He rose from the dead. Gates of heaven are open. End of story. What's lacking is that St. Paul talks about this idea of the mystical body of Christ. That's you and me. As members of the church, we are part of Christ's body. Tough concept. When St. Paul, he was known as Saul at the time, was walking on the road to Damascus. You can read about it the first time in chapter 9 of the Acts of the Apostles. He encountered Jesus. St. Paul was a persecutor of Christians. He was persecuting Christians, and he was on the road to try to persecute some more. Runs into Jesus on the road to Damascus. He encounters Jesus, and Saul said, "Who are you?" He didn't know who he was, right? Jesus said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Now, he didn't know who he was. It's obvious. St. Paul said that. He said, "Who are you, sir?" Didn't know Jesus. Jesus said, "You're persecuting me." He wasn't persecuting him. He was persecuting who? Christians. Jesus identified with Christians, the church. He is the church. That's his body. That's what we call a mystical, mysterious body of Christ. And that concept can be seen throughout Paul's writings. You and me were members of the church. Christ completed his suffering on the cross. He did his job. But you and me, we still got our share to do as part of the body of Christ. That's why we can take our suffering and offer it up and unite whatever suffering we go through with the suffering of Christ. And as a result, do what? Help him in his mission to save souls. So when I'm caught in a traffic jam and I say, "Lord, I offer up this suffering, this annoyance, I offer it up," that's my way of sharing in the mission of Christ. That's a powerful thing for us to be able to do. And that's what happens because we are members of the body of Christ. That's what St. Paul is talking about here. So you take all your suffering, and whenever you're suffering, you have the ability. You don't have to do this, but you have this capability to offer it up. We use that expression all the time, I offer it up. But it's a big deal because this is what Paul's talking about. All the suffering he's going through, he's offering it up. He's saying, no, I'm sharing in the suffering of Christ. I'm sharing in the mission of Christ through my suffering. And as a result, what does he do? He rejoices in the suffering. Sounds wacky, doesn't it? But there is almost a sweetness to suffering when you offer it up, when you look at it as an extension of the mission of Christ. I'm helping. I'm working with the Lord. So whatever suffering you undergo, make sure to do that. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Offer it up. Psalm 62 is the responsorial psalm today. In God is my safety and my glory. Only in God be at rest my soul, for from him comes my hope. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. Trust in him at all times, O my people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. If you trust in the Lord, if you cling to him, if he is your rock, if he is your protector, if he is your foundation, guess what? You're going to be okay. You cannot be shaken. You cannot be rattled. That's the secret to experiencing peace in life, is to live in the shadow of the Lord, to be in his presence, to walk with him day by day. And therefore, no matter what happens to you, you will not be shaken. The gospel today comes from Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. Here we go. The scribes and the Pharisees, they're out to get Jesus. They are not open-minded. They are convinced that he's a fraud, that he's undermining God. But in reality, what he's doing, he's the Savior. And he is revealing himself to anybody who will listen. But if they don't, you know, that's the thing about the Lord. He doesn't force himself on anybody. And he is rejected by many people. How many people do we reject? We talk about not forgiving. We talked about that in the first half of the program today. How many people do you reject on a regular basis? It happens all the time, doesn't it? We happen to decide, well, this person is a good person. This person, not so much. We judge people all the time. The Lord said not to judge. We can't judge. You could judge somebody's actions. And if somebody's doing something immoral and you have some sort of authority over that person, it's your spouse, it's a child, it's a close friend, it's a relative, you are under the obligation to tell that person, and we heard this in yesterday's gospel reading, to tell that person, hey, listen, you're on the wrong track. I care about you. I'm doing it out of love, but I got to tell you what you're doing is wrong. You can judge an action. I mean, we know concretely this action is wrong. What you can't judge, and please, don't try to tell me that you can, because you absolutely can't. You can never get into somebody's head and know what they know and what they don't know. In other words, some people go around committing grave sins, but they have no idea that they are sins. We don't know. We have no idea. Now, we can tell them, hey, listen, this action, you better be careful, because here's what the church teaches. But we don't know what's in their head. We don't know their motives. We don't know what they know, what they don't know. Only God can judge somebody's heart. You can't judge the motivations behind somebody's actions, even though it's done all the time. Oh, I know what he did. I knew he knew that. He knew what he was doing. Well, we don't know that. Again, you can judge the actions, but you can't judge the motives. Only God can do that. Ultimately, he's going to make the decision about who enters heaven and who goes to hell. That's not you. That's not me. We can warn somebody if we're concerned about them, but it better be done out of love, not because we think we're better than them. The scribes and the Pharisees, it appears their intentions might have been good. They were trying to please God, but they made up a lot of their own laws along the way. And Jesus was trying to shake them up because they needed to be shaken up. The other thing that stands out in this gospel reading is the fact that the man with the withered hand, Jesus was about to heal him, but what did he do? He said, "Stretch out your hand." The man was able to do that, and he was healed. When Jesus performs his miracles, he expects us to participate in some way, to the extent that we can. This man couldn't do much, but he could stretch out his hand. He did that, and then he was healed. If you have got a struggle, any kind of a problem in your life, remember that you are expected to do the best that you can. Make sure you're praying, but also do everything that's humanly possible to try to fix your problem. Again, with the help of the Lord. He just doesn't want you to sit around and wait for him to fix all of your problems. He'll help you. He'll do the heavy lifting. He'll do most of the work, but you have to do something. And I want to make sure we understand that. And I think so many times in life, it becomes overwhelming. We just don't know how we're going to handle our problems at work, our problems at home, relationship problems, money issues, whatever it may be. We become overwhelmed. He expects us to do the best we can, and he expects us to turn to him. So when you say, "There's nothing else I can do," that's only true if you have prayed already, right? If you've prayed, you've asked the Lord for help, and you can't do anything else physically, then yeah, you might be done. But you need to continue to ask him, "Lord, what can I do in this situation?" And you better make sure you're praying every day for the things that are stressing you out. Don't just worry about your problems. Pray about them. He expects us to do something. So today's message, you know, the scribes and the Pharisees, they are not showing mercy. In the first half of the program, we talked about God is merciful, but he will only be merciful to the extent that we show mercy to others. It's up to us. If I'm not going to forgive somebody, I better not expect to be forgiven as well. I control that. God will always forgive me, but I need to be willing to forgive others. You know, the choice is ours. Sometimes it's a pride issue. We've got to be really careful. Control what you can, and then let the Lord do his job, all right? We're just about out of time. I want to thank you for tuning into the show today. Remember, please visit followingthetruth.com. If you need a little relief from anxiety, check out my new podcast, For Warriors, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. While you're at the website, you can take a look at all of my books. You can find out about my morning show, Spirit in the Morning, a mixture of contemporary Christian music, some great guests. It's really a fun hour. It airs on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. You can go to spiritinthemorning.com for more information or to listen to the podcast, or you can listen live at 7 a.m. Eastern Time by going to holyspiritradio.org. If you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Keep on doing the fantastic job that you're doing. We have cleared 8 days of this 33-day preparation. We've got 4 days to go in the initial period. 4 more days to go to rid ourselves of the spirit of the world. Today's message was all about forgiveness. So think about that. Who do I need to forgive today? Who haven't I forgiven? Ask the Holy Spirit. He'll help you to realize who you need to forgive. All right, I'm going to run now. Thanks again for tuning in. Look forward to joining you again next time. Remember that wherever you go, whatever you do, the Lord's right by your side. Make sure you turn around and say hi. Thanks for listening. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.